And we know that China is forefront in the media, and schools worldwide now teach Mandarin, yet Chinese culture is limited to the local takeout menu. Well, have you heard about A Little Mandarin that is launched international album that features a collection of Chinese children classes, song loved by families in China for generations? And we have the creator of The Little Mandarin, Tony Wang. On the phone, we have Tony Wang. And recently, I received a press from Tony, and she is launching A Little Mandarin. So what is Little Mandarin about? Before we talk to her about Little Mandarin, maybe perhaps, Tony, can you introduce yourself to our listener? Because you are from the U.S., New York.
Sure, I would love to. My name is Tony Wang. Wang Yudong. I was born in Shanghai, and I came to the United States around age of 10. And right now, I'm a mom of three in New York City. And the idea behind A Little Mandarin came about because I was looking for music for my children who are bilingual, actually trilingual, because their dad is from Quebec, which is a French-speaking Canada. So we do three languages at home, and I've been speaking Mandarin to them since all of my children were born. We speak Mandarin at home. But I just couldn't find any good music. Everything that I found was the production was very poor. And I had experience in my prior life before kids. I did music on and off between my professional career, and I wrote songs. I was a singer-songwriter. I was in a band. You know what? I'm going to do this music myself because I have such a passion for music and for my culture, too. And I wanted to give something to my kids. And I think right now, with everyone looking to China and a lot of schools teaching Mandarin, that this might be a very useful tool for a lot of families, the modern family.
And, I see. Yeah.
So I decided to do it myself.
I see. So that is the reason you inspire you to mix a little Mandarin, because you speak three languages at home, and you couldn't find any good material to teach your children speaking Mandarin.
Yes, exactly. Because my husband, his mother would bring us lots of beautifully produced, great. For me, music has to be great for children and adults. I just found that in every other language, you can find very good music. But the Chinese language, Mandarin, I just couldn't find anything. Even in China, I would pick up music here and there, but it was always poorly produced, very sometimes hard to hear. It would be hard to hear the lyrics, and there's a lot of children's voices that's used in a lot of the children's music coming out of China. And I just thought that that was very difficult for someone like my kids out west who aren't, or even families who are not exposed to Chinese at all. They really need a clear, well-produced, and something that really is modern, you know, that can appeal to the modern family, basically.
I see. So you are targeting for the children to learn using the album. It's like a singing, you know, with the Mandarin singing song with the music.
Right, so, right. So, well, you know, the thing is that I think that in every language, for children, I think, especially at a younger age, you know, from, say, birth through elementary school, music is such an important part of education, not just language education, but to have music throughout their school experience, throughout their home experience, because it really uses the brain in a certain ways. And lots of research has shown that, for instance, music coupled with learning any subject, it helps to increase analytical skills, and it's correlated to mathematical comprehension. So music is just such an important part of children's lives. And for foreign language adoption, I think music alongside regular learning is essential, because music is something that just moves children. You know, they immediately jump, dance, sing along to it.
Well, that's me speaking to Tony, and we will have more after this song. That is Pun Wei Pa Ge Bu Xiang Xing Loi. Well, this is Chinatown on BBC Radio Manchester, 95.1 FM, DAB and online. I'm Juanita Yao. Well, earlier, we have the creator of A Little Mandarin, that is Tony Wong, and said to us, well, he told us about children really love music and jump and dance with it, according to her. And who also had produced, you know, the Little Mandarin with music and a CD and his album. And that is for the purpose of learning Mandarin. So, can she give us a specific example how children learn from music and languages?
Just to give you an example, the idea actually really came out of a home play group. I had some friends. My daughter did not go to preschool, and we just did a lot of kind of play groups at home. And one of the play groups, my mother and I were the teachers. We used kind of a music-based curriculum, so a lot of songs and teaching colors, animals, very simple words. It was to non-speakers. And you know what? The music that they listened to, 2-3 months in, they knew the song, and they could sing it and speak it with very little accent, which I think is very, very extraordinary.
Very good. Yeah.
Because children just pick up music and pick up language so easily, and music just helps. It really, really is very helpful.
Yeah, just like because my background, I come from Hong Kong. I know that quite a lot of Hong Kongese and they speak Cantonese. But when they learn Mandarin, they listen to the Mandarin song and then they pick up from that. Yeah. Well, talking about the Little Mandarin, you launched the Chinese children's classical album for children and also parents everywhere. Can you describe what is it?
What I meant with the everywhere is that, as you know, right now, because of the prominence of China and its rise as a quote-unquote superpower, and that everyone, everywhere from the U.S. to Europe to Eastern Europe to Australia, everywhere, everybody's kind of looking. The news is filled with developments in China. And then at the same time, no one really, you know, outside of, say, the Chinatowns all across the world, no one really has a great connection to authentic culture. And I don't mean Chinese takeout food or the local Chinese restaurant, because even then, in every country, I'm sure, that's not exactly authentic. So A Little Mandarin, it first came to me as this music idea, of course. But soon after that, after I finished this album, I realized that in our culture, and I don't mean the American culture, but anywhere that's outside of China, there's very little mainstream knowledge of what Chinese culture really is. You know, is it just a little Chinese dress or lanterns? Maybe that's the extent of it. So my vision has been growing and growing, because I just want to introduce it to everyone. That's why I said everywhere, because I think because everyone right now is quite interested in China, that everybody should also know a little bit of authentic Chinese culture. Even, that's why I call it A Little Mandarin.
Yes, that's, so, that's
and,
true.
You know, and I think the word Mandarin is also very interesting, because it has many connotations. For instance, the Mandarin orange is a symbol of fortune and prosperity, and it's something that you give out, you know, during Chinese New Year and celebrations. But the Mandarin as a person is also an interesting definition, because back in the Ming and Qing dynasties, the Mandarin was a bureaucrat who actually was a civil service person for the community, but it was very focused on education. And I think within Chinese culture, there's obviously a great emphasis on education, and I think that's actually a great attribute that I think the world needs to know. The cultural gaps around the world, it really comes down to education. So bring about more peace, to bring about greater understanding between, say, America and China, you know what? It could start as little as having our children understand each other's culture a little bit better.
Well, do you agree with her? But anyway, if you want to know or learn more about A Little Mandarin, the album, and we also have the final part of the interview with Tony Wong after the 7 o'clock news. So Keep on, stay tuned, and listen to our program, and you'll find out more. You're listening to Chinatown on BBC Radio Manchester, 95.1 FM, DAB, and online. Earlier, I spoken to Tony Wang, and who is a creator for the Little Mandarin that is opened to using music and also, Mandarin together, and learning the Mandarin. And she also mentioned about why she's creating this album, and because of the cultural difference. So the interview, carry on. Especially when you want to learn the languages, the best way is to learn the culture at the same time, isn't it?
Definitely part of it, because right here in New York City, because my kids are second grade, kindergarten, and 2.5. So I'm a little just beginning this whole journey of schools and looking at all the private schools, which are in New York, unfortunately, very expensive. But it's an interesting phenomenon that a lot, I would say maybe 70-80% of the private schools in New York City, which are probably the premier schools within the United States, they are offering Mandarin. And they might not have done that 5 years ago, and they might have offered, usually it used to be French and Spanish, but now a lot of schools are offering Mandarin. So my thought is that, with all these kids, not just in the U.S., in New York, and in other states, but all around the world learning Mandarin, they should have a little bit of the culture to go along with it. So yes, my idea for a little Mandarin is first, I did this music, but I my wheels are constantly spinning. I'm thinking about, I'm actually hoping to work on an app that goes along that incorporates some music and maybe a little bit of cultural learning aspects. And who knows? I have lots of ideas that I want to it all supports this vision of just really bringing, and not that much because I'm focused on kids, but also any adult that's interested in the culture. I think this CD would serve very well too, just to let them know that these are the first songs that a lot of Chinese people know. My grandmother knows them, my mother knows them, and it's a great introduction to the culture.
Yeah, that's true. And you're talking about learning Mandarin. Actually, in UK, we already, started. And Mandarin is almost the second language now, apart from, French and Spanish, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a good...
Yes, I actually just saw an article, something about Mandarin, the push for Mandarin in Wales. I just saw that at a Google News article, and I thought that was very interesting that some of the schools in Wales are, they're pushing for a Mandarin curriculum.
Well, it's not only in Wales, it's in Great Britain.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere now. And so far you have launched it in October, not long ago, right? And have you got any feedback from the user or anybody bought your album?
Yes. I had put my album, and these days it's very easy to do a digital launch. I launched it on iTunes, so it's on iTunes worldwide, and Amazon MP3, Google Play, all these digital platforms, you can find my CD and music there. And since then, between parents and children, and I'm talking speakers and non-speakers, so Chinese Americans or just Caucasian families, and some of the schools that I reach. So far, I've gotten nothing but positive feedback, and it's been very, very encouraging. And actually, a couple of schools, programs in Australia, two Sydney programs actually contacted me and said that they very much like the CD, and that one of the schools called Mandarin Stars is actually, I believe, using it in part of their curriculum, and they're promoting it and recommending it to the parents. And in New York City, there is not, we have a few immersion schools, which is immersion meaning that they do either the whole day or a greater portion of the day, half the day. Everything is taught in Mandarin. And there is one school here that was originally founded in New Jersey, but they have a branch here. And the founder just loved the music. She just said that, it is one of the better and really fun and engaging albums that she's come across. Just because, like I said, the other, unfortunately, I don't know for what reason, the other music out there, that the Mandarin music for children is really just not up to par with quality. So she's actually very excited, and we are working together. She wants to sponsor a concert for me in the spring. So I'm working on that, and I'm very excited because I think not only her school, but a lot of programs and schools here would be very interested in something like this, because we have, you know, we have music and concerts, regular English ones for regular children, but this would be something really great, and it would be a first time for something like this, so I'm very excited.
Well, thanks, Tony Wang. And if you want to find out more information, you can click on www.alittlemandarin.com.